In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you. We do this broadcast live today. I want to thank people for all the prayers that they have prayed for my brother, whom we buried yesterday. I want to ask you to continue to pray for him as well as for me. You might say, why should we pray for him? Because prayer is love, and love is forever. It doesn't end. Love doesn't end. So please keep me especially in your prayers as I continue to preach the gospel and as I continue to tell about Jesus. Oh, it is the most important thing in the whole world to preach the gospel and to tell people about Jesus, that they would give their lives to him, that he would be their Lord and Savior, and that he would just gather them up into the kingdom of God. So please keep me in your prayers. As I said before, I'd be very, 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 very grateful in the name of the Lord. I'm looking at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The former treatise which I made, O Theophilus, that's the book of Luke, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Jesus began to do and to teach in Luke's gospel. What is it saying about the Acts? This is the second book. It's about what Jesus is going to do through the church. Oh, yes. You see, Jesus was going to do this through the church because he was going to pour out his Holy Spirit upon the church so that all the things that Jesus did, the church would be able to do. This is just the way it is. This is just the way it is. Until the day in which he was taken up, that's the ascension. After that, he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Oh, yes. We cannot exclude the Holy Spirit, who is God. Oh, we would have no church without the Holy Spirit. We would have no Eucharist without the Holy Spirit. We would have no Word of God without the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, we need the Holy Spirit. We need that God would send us the Holy Spirit so that we could do the things that Jesus did, so that we can live the life of grace. Oh, yes, we need the Holy Spirit. We need to be thirsty for the Holy Spirit. We need that God would grace us with a thirst, that more of His Spirit would be given to us. And Jesus said, "You fathers know how to give good things to your children. If they ask you for a loaf of bread, you don't give them a stone. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" Oh, we ask you, Father, that you would give us the Holy Spirit, that we would recognize Jesus, that we would glorify Jesus, that we would proclaim Jesus. Oh, we need the Holy Spirit, Father. Give us the Holy Spirit, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen by them for 40 days and speaking to the things pertaining the kingdom of God. I tell you, after his death, 3 days later, he rose from the dead, and he was busy coming and going to the apostles, preaching the kingdom of God, telling them all the things that they needed to know until he returned. I'm telling you, we need that the Holy Spirit would reveal these things to us, that we would be able to speak the word of God, and that we would be able to love God and love Jesus and love the Holy Spirit and love each other. Oh, yes. Not only do we love God, we need to love each other. As I have loved you, Jesus said, even unto death. This is what the Holy Spirit shows us in infallible proofs being seen by the apostles 40 days, yes, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. I remember in the Our Father we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." It is God's will that the kingdom would come and the will of God would be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what Jesus taught the disciples' prayer. This is the disciples' prayer that we would pray that the kingdom would come and the will of God would be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is so important. And, you know, we don't even think about the words. We just rattle through the Our Father. But if we would only think about the words, that the kingdom of God would come in the Holy Spirit, of course, that the will of God would be done in the Holy Spirit as it is in heaven. Yes, God wants to bring heaven to the earth. That's why Jesus came, to bring heaven to the earth through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's all about the Holy Spirit. This dispensation is all about the Holy Spirit. But let me tell you, I'm telling you that if the Holy Spirit fills people, then they proclaim Jesus. Then they glorify Jesus. Then they are all about Jesus, because the Holy Spirit is given to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. He does not glorify himself. But we are in need of the Holy Spirit. We are in need of that rain from heaven, the latter rains and the former rains. We need the Holy Spirit. I am desperate for the gift of the Holy Spirit. More of thee and less of me, O God, in the name of Jesus. And beginning assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Why? But wait for the promise of the Father. Who's that? The Holy Spirit, which saith, ye have heard of me, which you heard me speak of. Don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will endow and imbue the apostles and those followers of Jesus to do exactly the things that Jesus did. This is important. This is important. That's why we need a running experience of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, seeing the things that Jesus did. He wants the church to do the things that Jesus did. Remember what happened when John was in prison. Go to ask him, the Lord Jesus, if he is the one or should we look for another? And Jesus said, go tell him that the blind see, the deaf hear, and the good news is preached to the poor. Yes, the lepers are cleansed and the dead are raised. I'm telling you that we need the Holy Spirit to glorify Jesus and to do the same things that Jesus did. This is important. Don't leave Jerusalem until he comes. You stay in Jerusalem until he comes. When they therefore had come together, they asked Jesus, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? They're all into politics. They're all into politics. Are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. But this is what you need to know. You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. I'm telling you this very simple. The apostles are always thinking about a kingdom on the earth, but Jesus is thinking about bringing the kingdom of heaven on the earth through the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Yes, that word in Greek is dynamos, dynamite. You're going to receive dynamos, power, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what the church is called, to be imbued by the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld him, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. What is this cloud? This is the glory cloud. This is the glory of God that wraps Jesus in this cloud. This is the cloud that led Israel by day. And this is the cloud of glory. It was not a rain cloud. It was not a cumulus cloud. It was the cloud of glory. I'm telling you, the apostles could have been breathing it in, because this is what was happening. The glory of God covered Jesus. And what else? And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men, angels, stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall come in the like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Why are you looking up? This is not the thing you should be doing. You should be going back to the upper room, and you should be praying together in one accord. I'm telling you, don't look up, he says. Go back to the upper room. Don't leave Jerusalem until what? Until the Holy Spirit comes. How much do we need the Holy Spirit? I'm telling you, we need the Holy Spirit because we're desperate. Desperate. The church is desperate for the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the power of the Holy Spirit, for the glory of the Holy Spirit that leads us to Jesus always. I will say it again. When someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, he glorifies Jesus. When someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, she glorifies Jesus. The Holy Spirit not only is the power of God, but glorifies Jesus. That's the importance of the Holy Spirit. And which also, you men of Galilee, while you're standing gazing up to heaven, the same Jesus which was taken up from you into heaven shall come back in a like manner as you have seen him go back into heaven. Then they returned unto Jerusalem, even as Jesus told them, from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day journey. In other words, to walk from the mount of Olivet to Jerusalem, the city, was as much as the Jews could walk. It was a Sabbath day journey. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room. And there abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew and James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot and Judas the brother of James. So we see that now they're going back to the upper room. And we see people like Matthew, who used to be a tax collector. And we see Simon the Zealot, who would have killed Matthew before his conversion because he hated the Romans, and Matthew worked for the Romans. Now they're in one place and in one accord. These all continued in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. I'm telling you, they were in that upper room. They were praying together. There was no division. They were praying for the kingdom of God. They were praying for the Holy Spirit. They were praying that Jesus would make himself known. Oh yes, they were in one accord, in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers and his brethren. Yes, those are his cousins. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. So there were 120 people in that upper room, in one accord. I tell you, God comes when we are in one accord. Remember what Jesus said, that they would be one, as I am in thee and thou art in me, that they would be completely one in us, that the world would know that you sent me. Oh yes, that's what the church needs today. Unity in the power of the Holy Spirit. Unity in the power of God. Unity praying with Mary, the mother of Jesus, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I tell you that Easter is finally culminated with the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. How much the disciples needed the Holy Spirit to continue to do the things that Jesus did while Jesus was on earth. How much they needed the Holy Spirit. And if the disciples needed the Holy Spirit, how much more do I need the Holy Spirit? How much more do you need the Holy Spirit? I'm telling you, much more, much more, much more. We need that wonderful gift of God. Hallelujah. The gift of the Holy Spirit. That you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. I remember a teacher saying to me, Tom, you're spirit-centered. And I said to the teacher, Sir, Father, I am not spirit-centered. But the Word of God says when the Spirit comes, He's going to glorify Jesus. I am Christ-centered because the Spirit always glorifies Jesus. He does not glorify Himself. It's important to know this. Make sure you're on the right train. You see, someone said, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, and starts just speaking about the Holy Spirit. You say, you know, you're not filled with the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Remember, there are at least 120 there. And said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, the scripture must be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was guide to them that took Jesus, and he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. That's Judas. Now the man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, Judas burst asunder in the midst of his bowels gushed out, and it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem, insofar that a field called in its proper name Akeldama, which is said field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric, his responsibility, let another person take. I tell you this, Judas betrayed the Lord, but the Lord would have forgiven him. For 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed the Lord. But the Lord would have forgiven him if he turned to Jesus. Just like the Lord forgave Peter. And Peter went out and wept bitterly after he denied the Lord 3 times. Oh, Jesus would have forgiven Judas. He would have. But Judas took the responsibility on himself, saying, I have no forgiveness. I cannot be forgiven. And he hung himself. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Listen, I don't care what you've done. You don't need to commit suicide. I don't know how you've done it, but you don't need to kill yourself because Jesus has a plan for your life. You say, but it doesn't feel that way. I'm telling you the truth. I'm speaking the Word of God to you. You don't need to do yourself in because Jesus wants to do something for you. And He wants you to know how much He loves you and that He's got plans for you. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. Yes, Jeremiah 29. When you seek me, when you seek me with all of your heart, you're going to find me with you, says the Lord. When you seek me with all of your heart, oh yes, that's why we need the Holy Spirit. We cannot seek God unless God gives us this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We cannot seek the face of Jesus unless God gives us the Holy Spirit. We need, how many times have I said it? We need the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself, before he did any ministry, was literally imbued with the Holy Spirit. The dove came upon him, and the Father's voice, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." I'm telling you, Jesus was completely dependent on the Holy Spirit. He could not do anything apart from the Holy Spirit. That's the way it is. Even though he's God, he was subservient to the Father. Even though he's equal to the Father, he was subservient to the Father. And he knew that only in the power of the Spirit could he do the great miracles and wonders and teachings that people would hear. Jesus needed the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, if Jesus needed the Holy Spirit and the apostles needed the Holy Spirit, how much more do you need the Holy Spirit? How much more do I need the Holy Spirit? It's reality. It's reality. We need the Holy Spirit. God, pour out your Spirit upon us that we would be able to speak the Word of God. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us that we would glorify Jesus. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us that the kingdom of God would come, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. How much more do we need the Holy Spirit than the apostles? Much more. Oh, they beheld the risen Lord for 40 days, and he taught them of the kingdom of God. We are in a place that without the Spirit there is no kingdom of God. Without the Spirit, there is no glorifying Jesus. Oh my, how we need the Holy Spirit. You might ask and say, "Father Tom, you're repeating this." I am repeating it. Why? Because it's important to hear and it's important to receive. "Wherefore, these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us," they're going to replace Judas with someone. "Beginning with the baptism of John," he had to be around from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up, Jesus, "from us, must once be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two that had been with us since John the Baptist and were witnesses of the resurrection. Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justice, and Matthias. And they prayed." You see, this is what the church lacks. We want to do all these things without prayer. We need to pray. We need to pray for the perfect will of God. We need to pray in the power of the Spirit. And they prayed and said, "Lord, you know the hearts of men. Show us out of one of the two which you have chosen, that he may take part in this ministry and apostleship from Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." We don't hear too much more about Matthias, but he filled the 12th apostle. I'm telling you how much we need to pray. How much we need to pray, because without prayer, nothing happens. Without prayer, nothing happens. We need to pray in the power of the Spirit. We need to pray that we would be witnesses of Jesus Christ. We need to pray that signs and wonders and miracles would follow the proclamation of the gospel. Jesus said it in Mark's gospel, that signs and wonders would follow the gift of preaching the gospel. This is reality. We have seen these things at Holy Rosary, people being healed, delivered. Why wasn't your brother healed? I have no idea. I have no idea, but I'm telling you this. God wants to pour out his Spirit upon us, and he wants to do signs and wonders and miracles. But most of all, that we would glorify Jesus Christ, that we would love Jesus Christ, that we would give our life to Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. Please continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for my brother, because prayer is love, and love never ends. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you. Our address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.